This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
My dad's not here right now. He's still at work. So I'm going to bless him.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I'm going to see if there's a clean version. So then my parents and the people at my school will not get mad at me. We've got the spritzer filled with water, just in case if stuff gets too fire. I'm going to set up the speaker, and I'm going to listen to
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I think this is the best
Mike Shope
feature that I've heard in a long time. I think his flow is really good in it, and I like his aggressiveness on it. And
the Bulldog
put not enough effort in it. I think overall his flow was good, but I don't like that mumble rapping. That was my review of
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Didn't need a spritzer. Wasn't fire enough. No spritzer for you. No spritzer.
Funny to hear this after recently going in and listening to some of this person's non-clean versions of reviews.
You've done that.
Ones that
you've spent some time.
All ones right. That I bet the people at his school did disapprove of. I can appreciate why he said he.
I mean,
I can appreciate why
you
the person
you brought
said
this up. You take on child, the risk.
School, so a child. That okay? I never did that. No, I don't know anything about it. Just know that we hear it every week. And it's fine.
All right.
Football Friday brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash? Call Salino. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Start your game day the Crosby's way. I think it's been long enough since we just had a ref tirade.
Oh.
For there to be.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
To be okay.
Yeah.
Can you, dare I ask, so we're in the space ref era.
Uh-huh.
Where just, and I think we, most people sort of are okay with it, that instead of the more rigid challenge flag system, there's now another way, another avenue to calls being corrected, and it's pretty fast.
I generally like when it happens because I feel like it is quick, and it's right, it's obvious, and so I usually don't find myself like mad about the process at all. What I think is confusing is when and when not it can be deployed. When can it be used? I would bet that there is somewhere that is delineated for us. I'm not sure where it is.
Oh, I'd be surprised.
I don't feel like I've ever been told.
Like I think that's the point.
Like, I just don't, yeah, right?
The point is that you haven't been told.
So, like, I heard Chris and Steve on the way in on One Bills Live talking about the play from last night and how the mechanism is, like, they would review the play last night to make sure there was a safety, because that's a scoring play. But they are, apparently, I don't know, Chris said this like he knows it, going in there to look at that and then saying, oh, there was a face mask you missed, is not, that's not within the structure that's supposed to be allowed.
Well, I want to say, having watched the game, that almost has to be true. Because if it weren't,
why would there not have been a flag?
Like, that almost has to be true.
Right.
But don't tell me that penalties can't be changed, called through the space ref. Is there actually, what am I supposed to call it? Replay assistance.
I like space ref.
I like space ref, but it sounds like I'm mocking it, which I am.
Then I think that's on point.
So take intentional grounding. We're going to, was he inside the tackle box? You know, the ridiculousness of this sport. Mm-hmm. Was he inside the tackle box? You can throw a ball. Intentional grounding, of course, as we know and we've seen for years, does not cover throwing the ball directly into the ground next to a eligible receiver who's not actually looking for the pass.
Mm-hmm.
You know, think of what the words mean. Football is way past what the words mean. We don't care about that. So that's fine. But you roll out, you're under pressure, you're maybe 15 yards behind the line of scrimmage, and your pass doesn't get to the line of scrimmage, so that makes it possible that it's grounding, even if you're outside the officials will get together, and everybody flips the little switch. Mm-hmm. You can see, like, somebody's got it right by on their belt. You know, the line judge, the side judge, whoever that is at the sideline, when there's a play that's near a first down, they flip the little switch on, which is the earpiece, and somebody's going to tell them first down or not. And if it is, I'll get back to intentional grounding, they're going to point like this. They're going to sort of the pointer finger right across the chest to move the chains forward. It's a first down. I've already been told.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to measure this. It doesn't go to the referee. There's no challenge. We're just going. Maybe even if it's close, we're just going. First down, because nobody would have time to really look carefully at that if it, you know, by then. It's like almost before the ball carrier gets up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, here we go. We're going. So the space ref has, there's a lot of potential for their input. And where the lines are drawn, I don't know. But intentional grounding will be one of these plays. Can be one of these plays, mm-hmm. where the officials will stand around each other. The announcer might say that they're talking. They're not.
They're listening.
They're listening to find out whether or not the quarterback was legal or illegal on this play. There's a penalty that can be called by the space ref. So it's not that no penalties can be called by the space ref.
Are we sure that they aren't reviewing it if a flag is thrown? Because I think a piece of this, I'm thinking more of what Chris and Steve were talking about, and I think maybe the space ref's allowed to correct a flag that's wrongly thrown. In other words, you watch the quarterback do whatever he's doing there, and the official on the scene thinks, that's intentional grounding, I'm throwing a flag. Space ref can then go, actually, he was within the tackle box, and it's okay, so pick the flag up, so no call.
I don't think it matters.
Correcting a thrown flag versus throwing a flag, ostensibly.
I don't think it matters. I've seen numerous times, whether it's space ref or not, but it can be, I think, and probably is often, there's no flag on the play yet, and you sort of wait 10, 15 seconds, and then, like, okay, here it comes.
Right. Okay, and I think that's right. I think I've seen that too, sure.
The only thing I can't tell you for sure is that is coming from New York.
Right.
Because that can be the officials actually do get together and talk, like, where was he? What did you see? Okay, flag. It's possible that your distinction is the right one. But in my mind, I'm not sure. And moreover, I don't think I care. I don't think I care. Like, I guess what I can't have is, what I don't want
is them just throwing flags constantly
from the sky.
From the sky, right, which is why I think that my distinction matters. Maybe not on intentional grounding, because I've seen that scenario you just described too, where there's not a flag and they're deciding and they either throw it or don't. And I would, you know, they could be all talking, but why wouldn't you be talking to the guy or the person, whoever can see, you know, doesn't need to remember, I thought he was inside. Just go look at it. You got somebody that can look at it, look at it. So maybe that's a different distinction. But I also agree. Like, I don't think you want, oh, I saw holding on the left tackle. Because then, like, every play, we're just going to be digging through. Like, why didn't Skyref throw that flag? Why didn't Skyref throw that flag? So you don't want that. But it does feel like, in a situation like last night, where there's something so obvious, the fact that it leads to points directly, like, it's a scoring play because of the foul, feels to me like that should be an exception if we're correct in sort of guessing around here that this intentional grounding can be deployed in this way. Points are at stake here. So if you're reviewing whether it's an actual scoring play or not, I think arriving at a conclusion of whether or not the scoring play came about legally or not should be within the parameters of that. He grabbed the face mask, therefore he went down, therefore there's a safety. It doesn't count. 15 yards, first down.
If Darnold gets away from that guy and is under pressure further, and he's rolling, intentional grounding in the end zone could have been an outcome of that play.
Right.
And then what? Like, they're not going to have the earpiece on? They are going to have the earpiece on. And I think the worst part is not just this confusion over, wait, to anybody that cares enough to think about it, like, what's allowed and what isn't, you know, which rules are subjected to space ref and which are not. There's no clarity on any of that. I don't even think the announcers know. I think the point is you're not supposed to know. So there's that too. But I guess it's the same thing. The complete lack of transparency about it is the worst thing. Because that's something that we've really never had, or usually not had, with this, you know, incredible sport with all its rules and all the calories we've burned over our lives about officiating and what doesn't make sense. This is a moment here. I mean, last year was too. Last year they wouldn't even tell you that it was replay assistance. They would say discussion on the field, which was a lie. I don't know. Did anybody call them on that? Anybody else call them on that?
So, no.
Like, it wasn't discussion on the field. It was somebody, they're waiting to hear what people who are watching the game from a boardroom are telling them the call is. The refs work for them. Whatever you think about this, what they say in New York goes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
And of course, a lot of this stuff is very subjective and difficult. You know, holding, oh my God, pass interference. You and I could watch the same play and just completely disagree on whether a flag should be, because it's all pass interference, it's all holding, but there's a unwritten standard that has to be met for the flag to come out.
Right.
So it's not just like, oh, that was there contact? Yes. Was it past 5 yards? Yes. Is that a penalty? Of course not.
This right? time.
This is all the time. This is 30 right. times a game at least in per team in every game, right? I mean, this is a constant in the sport. So, I mean, I feel like we wouldn't know if the officials have the earpiece on during plays. And I don't know. Shouldn't you know that? Shouldn't we get to know that? I mean, if there is a blatant holding penalty and the referee, for whatever reason, isn't looking at it. I mean, just decide he's called the last two plays holding against the same team. Whatever, because officiating, it's real life. I mean, there are different motives, and you're trying not to be, I've said, you know, many times over the years, like, announcers hate you if you call, quote, too many penalties. They don't care if the calls are good. And I think the league is the same. We don't want games
bogged
like
down,
Bills
right?
Jets.
Sure, right.
Bills Jets was bad because they called everything. Was most of it deserved? Sure. But it's still bad. So I'm the referee, and I've got, you know, I'm not calling this one. I didn't see it the same way. I've got my thing on, and it's like, that's holding. And you know what you do? If you're the referee and that happens,
you throw
the flag comes out.
Right.
Like, that's it. Somebody could, and I think probably is, officiating the game on an even greater level from outside the stadium. And, you know, fine, right? Get it right. Just, here's one.
Boy, I would love to know if the referee who's standing in the backfield, the one who throws the flag for the holding penalties usually, right? Or is that the umpire? Whoever's where. But I think the head referee usually is the one back there.
Yeah, I think they're both back there now.
Okay. Yeah, because nobody's in the middle anymore, right?
Right. They moved the umpire to behind the
right. So whoever's going to throw that flag, are they left tackle holding? Someone telling them, or are they just watching? And they, you know, because if that were the case, then last night somebody would have said that. Face mask on the guy who sacked Darnold. You would have. I think anyway. I mean, maybe not. Maybe at the end of the game it's different. Who knows?
You still have to see it in full time, in real time, and I mean, even that play was. I'm not sure. I'm not 100%. At first, in real time, you know, it looks it's a bad one. Mm-hmm. It's a bad miss. But sometimes it can look like a face mask, but it really isn't. You know, the quarterback's head gets turned a little bit, just not because the person is grabbed. It's hard.
Yeah.
Right. But to me, one way or another, if it's going to be like this, where you've got outside influence or calling penalties and ball spots and whatever that kind of goes around the challenge system, and it doesn't really matter whether we're okay with it, but we've got it. If it's going to be like this, then to me, it can't happen what happened last night.
That's right. Because you're going to end up, like, what I'm sort of, you know, waiting to say here is, like, you know, wait until this happens in a Bills game, and it really matters, you know? Like, either a call gets corrected without anyone, you know, throwing a challenge flag, it's just they fix it, and it goes against the Bills, or they don't fix something that would have helped the Bills, and we just don't, like, what, how come you can do it then, but you can't do it then? And I would really, maybe through the course, if nothing else, the best thing that could come out of this thing from last night is that maybe the NFL will feel the need to clearly explain that so that we all know. And maybe this weekend watching games will be the weekend everybody on CBS and Fox take turns telling you, listen, we got notified by the league that here's some things about how the, you know, the replay assist works and what's eligible and that. Because really, I don't want to be too hard on us for not knowing. I just feel like it's, like, I think you're on the right track with they don't want us to know anyway.
Well, that's an interesting thing because what you're saying, maybe that would be nice that now that gets a little bit of attention, but that really probably won't happen until like everybody's on it, you know? I mean, have you ever heard a conversation about what the limitations are with the space ref?
No, never once.
Never once. What's okay and what's not? Shouldn't that kind of be just widely known? So why isn't it? Because Sunday, if the same thing happens, they could throw a flag. That's how they want it. They don't want it to be so hard and fast because when it is, it's just easy to call them on it, you know, because there are going to be mistakes.
Yeah.
And then if we knew that face mask penalty was within the confines of this whole thing, then it would be an outrage. Instead, it's a missed call. You know, it happens.
Right.
There are lots of penalties in games.
It's entirely believable to me that both men that were in the end zone, the officials that were in the end zone, just had the awful luck of having their view obscured at the exact moment. The referee, the official, as you're looking at it from, like, from the back of the end zone, the one official, I think, is shielded by Darnold's body itself, like what he doesn't see the guy's hand exactly on the face mask. And the one who's on the other side, I think there's another pass rusher coming through that might have just at the moment that the guy grabs the face mask and twists his head, somebody obscured his view and he didn't see it. Like that, I can buy that. It moves fast and there's a lot of action there. So it's completely feasible to me. I don't think it's indefensible at all that they didn't see it. It's just we've got what seems like something in place to fix moments like that that seem so plainly obvious relatively quickly. You know, it's like the game would have been held up for minutes here. They could have just easily said, that shouldn't be a safety. You got to fix this.
Right.
That would have been easy, I think. But
and I won't
is
accept,
that outside what is allowed? I don't know.
I don't accept that it's, hey, we can't do that. Sorry. Because I just think that Pandora's box has just been destroyed. I mean, there are just too many. What's the difference between that and a ball spot? Like, really, one is a flag and one isn't, if you want to do it that way, but that doesn't really work because the other is still important. It's first down versus not. Like, that's important. Just like a penalty is, you know, yards versus not. I mean, there's no good reason why it should be we can't do it because the rules don't allow for us to do it. That's just a cop-out.
I think the easiest way out of that for them in that situation, it should be, like, if the rule is, and I think it makes sense if it is, that they can't enact penalties, they can correct wrong penalties. Okay, but you're still reviewing it as a scoring play, and if the scoring play is the result of what should have been a penalty, you should be able to change that. Again, I don't want them being able to go, oh, actually, that was pass interference, 50 yards down. No. Like, I don't want the Sky Ref doing that. I'm going to live with the mistakes that are made there. I don't think correcting that from the Sky Ref's position is a great idea. Like, throwing flags that aren't there yet. But in a situation where it's a scoring play like that, that's an easy out. Like, especially because it makes sense. Like, who's complaining if they used it that way yesterday? Maybe the Rams, if the Vikings mount a 95-yard drive. Well, they'd be at the 20 after that, but you know what I'm saying?
Sure, I know.
They mount that drive to tie the game, and do the Rams feel like they unjustly were persecuted because Sky Ref said that's not a safety? I mean, we all saw it.
It'd be Rich from the Rams who had the Nicole Roby Coleman pass interference penalty that wasn't called in the NFC Championship. Right. Be Rich from the Rams. No, I think I wouldn't want to listen to that, you know?
Right.
Because was it a face mask? Yes. Okay. What else do you want to talk about? What else do we have to talk about here? Nothing. I think the procedures, I could be wrong. I mean, it could be just that
it's too arcane, or for whatever reason, it's just not publicly known. But I doubt it, because why? What about football? Isn't it's like they wanted you to know it, you'd know it. Where the lines are drawn, and so I think that there's enough. I mean, I mentioned spotting the ball and things. There's enough going on with the space ref piece that I just don't accept that what happened last night cannot be included. Because yeah, sorry, we would have called it, but we can't because yep. I don't accept that. And so, what am I going to do? Right, watch horse racing on Sunday instead.
Solid.
What am I going to do? It's always felt great. This officials. It's always felt great.
Complaining about it when you know that you're not prepared to really definitively do anything about it.
I got lineups to build, man.
Right.
Speaking of horse racing, I'm hearing from Sam Paniatovich that he and Joe Ostrowski have just bet a horse race, like, right now.
Really?
So I wonder if... Well, Sam's a pro, right? He's not going to be, like...
Distracted?
Just drop off the line so we can see if Ennistown wins the sixth at Keeneland.
My God. I trust he'll be prepared for our segment.
I hope he calls the race for us. I want to know. I'm rooting for them. I'm rooting for Ennistown now. He goes at 3:40. All right. So, Sam Paniatovich, BetQL Daily. Tyler Dunn today at 4. Sal Capaccio at 5. Picks at 6. We'll mix your calls in as well as we go at 803-0550. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, it's time for a break. We'll be back in a snap, brought to you by Snapdragon Apples, the official apple of the Buffalo Bills.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.